Inspirational Pirate, The Finishing Touch, and what the MHSAA office doesn't do. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Football runs deep in the Prout family at Pinckney High School, just a half hour's drive northwest of Ann Arbor in Livingston County, and the latest to wear a Pirate jersey is providing an incredible emotional lift to the community this season. Larry Prout Jr. is the sixth of six children in the family who proudly wears the number six on his 4'8", 85-pound frame. He can't play the game. His body's too delicate in spite of his strong will, but he pumps up everyone around him.
Larry just, he's truly an inspiration, honestly. Everything he's been through, everything he does, I've never met a young person with a more positive attitude than Larry. He uplifts every single one of us every time he comes around.
Pinckney football coach Rod Beaton. Larry Jr. was born with no skin covering the lower part of his torso, leaving internal organs exposed. Lots of hospitalization and surgeries, 105 in all, have challenged him physically but have never broken his spirit. He's followed his brother's athletic antics, became a celebrity as the heartbeat of the University of Michigan football team in 2017, and now takes his role on the sidelines at Pinckney football contests, carrying the team's no quarter flag between the third and fourth periods at home. You can read more about Larry Prout Jr. and Pinckney football on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our This Week game balls go out to the eight-player football team at Powers North Central, which forced seven turnovers in a 2014 upset of Pickford on Saturday. Leo Gorzinski Jr. had three interceptions for the Jets. And in a key Big North boys soccer game last week, Gaylor got goals from Kyle McKenzie and Gabe Kleinsorge to take a 2-0 win over Alpena. The two teams were ranked in the top 15 in the statewide coaches' polls. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look into the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
There's a swimmer-friendly rules change being made in that sport this season. The definition of a legal finish has been changed to allow a competitor to touch any part of the finish end of the lane. Previously, a swimmer had to contact the touch pad for a legal finish. The touch rule has also been changed to apply during relay races, where, prior to this season, only the swimmer had to touch the finish end of the pool. While the changes may provide some flexibility for swimmers, it does put additional responsibility on lane judges and backup hand timers to be ready for those occurrences when a swimmer does not contact the touch pad.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go online now to the MHSAA website to register. In the school business in general and school sports in particular, there is a constant churn of the constituency, a generation of student athletes and their families passing through every 4 years, sometimes with overlap, sometimes not. What it means for school sports administrators at the local level is that they're in a constant education mode to let people know how school sports are different and in most cases better for kids and families than anything they've previously been taught in youth sports. Oftentimes, it means describing the structure and the rules that provide value and teach values, and giving some parents messages about sportsmanship, rules and regulations, and all kinds of other things that they don't want to hear. And when that happens, the phones light up at the MHSAA office expecting something be done to that coach or that school athletic administrator. Folks don't understand that the MHSAA is the membership, not 26 people in an office in East Lansing. And member schools take care of about 99% of everything that happens on a daily basis in school sports. One cockeyed caller said it was because the MHSAA corporately stands for sportsmanship that the staff ought to ensure that their Johnny or Janie's playing time, or making the team, or starting, or all-city, all-conference, all-state, you get what I mean. And that's just a small sliver of a small number of callers who then don't like it when they're told that they must call their local school to deal with their issue. By design, there's a lot of things that the MHSAA office staff doesn't do, but that the MHSAA membership, the 1,500-plus junior high, middle school, and senior high schools across the state, take the responsibility for executing on a day-to-day basis, all in the name of educational athletics, programs unique to America, programs that do great things for kids. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.